Topic 33. Death. The Art of Dying. The Problem of Death, or the Art of Dying. This is something which all seriously ill people must inevitably face, and for which those in good health should prepare themselves through correct thinking and sane anticipation. The morbid attitude of the majority of men to the subject of death, and their refusal to consider it when in good health, is something which must be altered and deliberately changed. Christ demonstrated to his disciples the correct attitude when he referred to his coming and immediate decease at the hand of his enemies. He chided them when they evidenced sorrow, reminding them that he was, occultly speaking, making restitution to the monad. Ordinary people and those below the grade of an initiate of the third degree make restitution to the soul. The fear and the morbidness which the subject of death usually evokes, and the unwillingness to face it with understanding, are due to the emphasis which people lay upon the fact of the physical body and the facility with which they identify themselves with it. It is based also upon an innate fear of loneliness and the loss of the familiar. Yet the loneliness which eventuates after death, when the man finds himself without a physical vehicle, is as nothing compared to the loneliness of birth. At birth, the soul finds itself in new surroundings and immersed in a body which is at first totally incompetent to take care of itself or to establish intelligent contact with surrounding conditions for a long period of time. The man comes into incarnation with no recollection as to the identity or the significance to him of the group of souls in bodies with which he finds himself in relationship. This loneliness disappears only gradually as he makes his own personality contacts, discovers those who are congenial to him, and eventually gathers around him those whom he calls his friends. After death, this is not so, for the man finds on the other side of the veil those whom he knows and who have been connected with him in physical plane life, and he is never alone as human beings understand loneliness. He is also conscious of those still in physical bodies. He can see them. He can tune in on their emotions and also upon their thinking, for the physical brain, being non-existent, no longer acts as a deterrent. If people but knew more, birth would be the experience which they would dread, and not death, for birth establishes the soul in the true prison, and physical death is only the first step towards liberation. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, pages 391 through 393.